welcome to another episode of Sleep Deprivation Boy. I am your host, Garage Boy, with the sleep deprivation. I don't know what it is. Like, why can't I sleep throughout the night? Is there something that I have to take care of that's been internally bothering me? Is it because I'm getting a little bit complacent? But I don't think I am. Because I'm aiming for something. I aimed for a new position at my job and I got it. But I don't know what it is. I don't know why I don't have that feeling of fulfillment. Maybe it's because I'm not getting trained yet. And I feel like I have to force the issue to get what I want. And I guess that's usually what works in life. You have to go to constant pressure in order to grow, like risking it all. And that's something I wish I learned when I was like a teenager. Instead of always running to safety or to what was comfortable. And I think that's the main reason why I wasn't overly confident with myself, is because I was always scared. And these thoughts like tend to come around every time I drink coffee or something caffeinated on an empty stomach. These thoughts just keep entering my head. These negative thoughts that will stop me in my tracks. And it makes me think negatively of myself. And I'm not a fan of that. Why does that happen? Is it a defense mechanism? Our brains are tricky. I guess we're naturally wired that way, to be complacent and be comfortable. Not that there's anything wrong with it once you found your place, but being unsatisfied with who you are is what, like, I'm having trouble with lately. And yeah, I do feel great that I moved up at my job. I just don't know what else it is. Is this how people are wired? Because I don't know. I can't figure it out. Constant adaptation. Just trying to figure out why I'm the way I am. And it's weird, because when I avoid going at my fears, I end up hating myself for it. Like, for instance, giving off energy that can be negative, or can seem negative to somebody else. I am not the most approachable person. I don't really say hi to people. I don't smile a lot. And that's not because, like, I have an issue with you. It's just, I'm always in my head. And I don't like that I'm always in my head, but I'm just always there. And I don't know if that's a disorder. I don't think it is. I think I just have social anxiety, like I've mentioned previous times before. But why? And it sucks, because I like to push myself every day, like, beyond my physical limit. Well, not every day, but I try my best to. Because it's kind of like a gateway into possibly breaking out of me being socially anxious. It's like a prison that I don't like. Well, who likes a prison? Unless you're homeless, I guess. Free food, place to stay. Not a bad idea. but I don't want to be locked up because I'm too pretty. It's not fun. Yeah, not getting locked up. I'm going to stray away from that. That does not sound enjoyable. Yeah, because I would get clapped for sure. Like, I'd for sure get clapped in the showers. It's not good for me. It's not good. Anyway. See, talking about that made me feel a little better. It made me get out of my overly anxious mind. And as you've known before, the format that I used to do for my podcast, I would just let my mind flow. And it was a little different because I didn't have a camera in my face. And I was able to just speak. Now I feel weird that I have a camera in my face. But like I've said before as well, I only do it because I want to push my comfort level. I want to surpass it. And I also want to practice getting better at speaking. And I feel like this is a good way to do it as well. Because when I'm editing this and I'm listening to how I speak, I nitpick because I think I sound weird because I don't know if anyone recognizes, well, I don't know if anyone likes the sound of their own voice. I'm not saying that they hate it. They might think it sounds weird because it sounds different coming out of your mouth from your own ears than hearing a recording. Maybe it's just a way that our brains interpret it. Yeah, not too sure. Maybe I'll look that up. But yeah, I've just been thinking a lot because I've been alone in the apartment for the last 3 days. Because Jessica went to a morning show boot camp in Dallas. And obviously Dallas, Texas. I know there might be another Dallas, but that's the most well-known place with that town name, Dallas. So, yeah, I was alone for the last 3 days, and I was nervous because I'm so used to seeing her all the time, and I think the last time we didn't sleep in the same place was December, like 6 months. But there hasn't been a day where I haven't seen her. So it's weird. It might be a little codependent, but I like being around her. She's not only gonna be my wife, but she's like my best friend. She makes me laugh. I make her laugh. We understand each other's humor, even though I know I can go a little bit too far sometimes. And I just appreciate it. We have a good relationship. I like doing things that make her happy. And she likes doing the same. Like, she cares for me. She asks if I'm okay. And I feel like people should have that type of relationship. Like, communication, it really is an important vessel to have. And I'm glad she had that ability to bring that out of me, because I wasn't really able to speak how I felt. Because that's how I was conditioned. Be quiet and then move on and bottle it. I feel like most men do that. But anyway, yeah, she was in Dallas and I was feeling a little weird. The first night was definitely weird. I got into my own head the first night. It had nothing to do with her being in Dallas, but kind of. I was fine during the day, let's just say that. When nighttime came around, that's when I started to freak out a little bit. Going to bed. Because then I started thinking about sleep paralysis or something watching me in the corner and I can't move, or I look in the mirror and there's something there not a fan of that. It's a ridiculous fear, because I used to be alone all the time when I was living with my dad. My dad would be at work, I'd be at home, and I'd be fine. Or even my dad would be gone on trips to take care of my grandpa, and I'd be fine for the entire month living on my own, because it's something I was used to. Believing in, like, supernatural things, like demons and spirits, that's where it messes me up. And I know I shouldn't be afraid of that, because I'm a firm believer in God, but it just sometimes takes over. Fear takes over. So, yeah, the first night, I slept okay. I got better the second night. Second night, it was easier. It's like, I got a little accustomed to it, and I'm like, all right, this is going to be cool. Got the whole bed to myself. I don't have anybody sleeping directly in the middle of the bed while I'm almost on the edge, holding on for dear life. But that's fine. That's fine. I'm just glad I have someone else to sleep in this bed with. Because it does feel different. Like, yeah, it's cool having all that space, but having somebody there is nice. Especially someone who cares for you and wants to hang out with you all the time. It's always cool. Like, someone just to go through the life journey with. But one thing that felt very weird was speaking on the phone to Jessica, because I'm used to seeing her every day. I'm used to talking to her face to face, so it felt weird talking on the phone. And another thing, I'm not a big fan of FaceTime. I don't know why. Maybe it's like the camera, because I'm not comfortable being on the camera other than this, I guess. I'm not even really that comfortable doing this, because I'm afraid of, like, how I'm gonna sound, if my speech flow is well, and if my enunciating is good, which sometimes I know it's not. It's a doozy. And it's another way of, like, my brain getting in my way. Because it wants me to turn off this camera and do something else. But then I know I'm going to be beating myself if I don't do this, because I want to make it a thing. It's kind of like my therapy session, since I can't afford it anymore. Because they're really bumping up the prices on therapy, and I don't like that. It's pretty lame. And yeah, since she was gone... Since you've been gone, I can't breathe for the first time. Wait, no, that's not the words. Those are wrong. I'm sorry. Since you've been gone, I can't breathe for the first... Nope, I still didn't say right. I can breathe for the first time. That's not the case. I miss her. I'm picking her up tonight, and it's gonna be fun. Because I missed her. I missed her, mister. What I've been doing by myself in this apartment, I've been just chefing it up. I made adobo, which is chicken adobo. It's a Filipino dish. And then I made sinigang, which is also a Filipino dish. It's like a sour soup. It's like comfort food. And I had, like, pork spare ribs in there. It was delicious. I don't know why. Like, it just felt like the thing to do over the weekend. Like, I was going to be by myself, and I thought, maybe I can chef something up so I don't have to go out and buy food. And it was a good idea, because I felt very satisfied once I made those meals. See, I like cooking. It's a new hobby. But I gotta give credit to chefs, because making that in a short amount of time is crazy. Maybe it's because they have everything prepped already. Unlike me, I I gotta get better with prepping. But it's very satisfying, and I enjoy it. And I'm gonna surprise Jessica with her favorite meal that I make. Enchiladas with Spanish rice. Or is it Mexican rice? It might be Mexican rice. I don't know. So, yeah, I'm going to see how that goes. See, that's like the thing that I don't like, because I run out of things to say. Maybe I should just cut the episode by that time. And I don't know when to stop. Maybe this is a perfect time to stop. Yeah, I think that's going to cut it for this episode this week. I don't have any music stuff this week, so I feel like I've been trying to keep myself busy doing other things. So I'm going to cut the episode right here. So I hope you have a good time listening, and I just want to thank you if you made it all the way through the episode once again. I'm very appreciative of it. If that's even like how you say it. But anyway, thank you, and have a good one.